Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for your love and for your grace, mighty Father. We honor you. You are the Lord and you are God forever. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, we thank you. You are God from beginning and you are God to the end. You are God of everything that is in between our time. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we say you are God and you are not a man. Thank you, Father. You are good, O Lord, for your mercy, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy that are new every morning. For great is your faithfulness unto us. We bless you. Hallelujah. We honor you. You are good unto us. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 18th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his grace and for his mercy over us. I want you to honor him because he is God and he is God forevermore. Thank him for his grace over your life. Thank him because he is God. He will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that no evil will befall me this day in the name of Jesus. Neither will any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord my God will give his angels charge over me. They will keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I stand upon the word of the Lord today. I declare this day, all that is in you walk together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is poured upon me in the name of Jesus. This day, I declare all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I render powerless any weapon that is programmed into the day. You will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken concerning today, Thursday, the 18th of September, I declare that your word is rendered useless. I cancel such word. I blot them out with the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of Christ and I come against every principalities and power. I disarm you over my life today in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the tokens of the evil one is frustrated over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand on his word and I declare over my life the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I declare over my life today. I speak to you this day. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, in favorable portion. I speak to you, my day, my life in this day. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I receive the manifestations of God's blessing. I receive the manifestations of God's glory over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon my portion in the name of Jesus. Oh, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them in the name of Jesus. I go forth victorious today and I return with testimonies in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon my life, the blessings of the Lord upon my portion in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me this day. All that is in you will not work against me. The Lord has declared that I am in peace with the stones of the earth and with this beast of the field in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the glory of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. Favor of the Lord covers me like a shield in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, let me remind you again of our program that is coming up next week, Thursday. That is the 25th of September, 2025. The program is coming up next week, Thursday. I want you to plan, pray and prepare to be part of this program. It's at the same venue at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena, along Songo Eleyele Road. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We are going to take time to speak to the Lord, to look into the word of the Lord. Last time we heard was Battle Axe. The theme for this one is Call Unto Me. That is a call to pray, a call for intimacy. So I want you to join us as we receive from the presence of the Lord. I'll be happy to receive you there on the 25th, which is next week, Thursday, 25th by 12 noon at the same venue. The Lord bless you in the name. By the grace of God this morning, we are going to continue in prayer. We prayed yesterday from the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to pray from the book of Psalm 140. I want you to take the time and read the whole psalm, but I'm going to dwell on verse 4 and verse 5. But I want you to read the whole psalm from verse 1 to verse 13. Keep me, verse 4, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. Verse 5, the proud have hid a snare for me, and cords they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gains for me. Verse 6, let's add verse 6 to it. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Now, I want you to look at that verse 5. Verse 5 spoke about snare. It says, the proud have hid a snare for me. I want you to pray this morning and destroy every snare of the enemy that is set on your way, that is set to trap your soul. Whatever type of snare that the enemy has prepared, the snare of the enemy targets the soul. It targets the time of your life, and it targets your ability to move forward in life. That is what the snare of the enemy does. The soul is the main target. Once the soul is trapped, your times and season is slowed down, is trapped as well. And your ability to move forward in life, your ability to achieve any form of result is held down. And that is why you have to arise and pray this morning and stand against the snare of the enemy, so that the enemy will not trap your body, the enemy will not trap your soul, they will not trap your time, and your ability to go forward in life will not be trapped in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray in two phases. The first one, you are going to declare that in the name of Jesus, every snare of the enemy is broken over my life in the name of Jesus. I said we are going to pray in two parts. There are some people that they have already entered, already they are inside the snare of the wicked. Their soul has been trapped, their times and season has been trapped, their ability to move forward has been taken away because their life has been trapped in the snare of the enemy. You are going to pray. The Bible says that the snare is broken and our soul has escaped. You are going to pray that every trap of the enemy over my soul, you are broken today. I break every trap of the enemy, the snare of the enemy that has trapped me, in the name of Jesus. I break you today in the name of Jesus. I am delivered. Every snare of the enemy that has trapped my soul, that has trapped my life, that has trapped my result, in the name of Jesus, I arise today and I declare you broken. In the name of Jesus, the journey of my life is not in circles. It is a commandment from the Lord for me to go forward, for me to grow. Oh, therefore, snare of the enemy over my life that has trapped my life in a circle, that has trapped my life in a point. In the name of Jesus, you are broken over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the hand of the Lord deliver me from the snares, from the cords that have been set around me that I have entered into, in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord deliver me today. in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord deliver me today in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord deliver me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, every snare cords of the enemy that I have entered into, that has wrapped around my life, in the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord deliver me today in the name of Jesus. I declare it by the word of the Lord, the snare is broken. The Lord deliver me from the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus. The snare is broken and I escape. The snare is broken and my soul escapes. The snare is broken, my destiny escapes in the name of Jesus. The snare is broken in the name of Jesus. My destiny escapes. The snare is broken, my life escapes in the name of Jesus. I am delivered today in the name of Jesus. I want you to take out time and pray that prayer. You know that there is an entanglement of the enemy around your life. Declare that I break free from the snare of the enemy. Oh, my soul is set free. My time is set free. My ability is delivered. As from today, my journey in circle has ended. I go forward. I move forward in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and send the word of the Lord ahead of you as you go, that in the name of Jesus, every snare that has been prepared ahead of me, I set the fire of the Lord ahead of me. Oh, I will not fall into their trap. I will not fall into their cords. I will not fall into their snares. In the name of Jesus, I set the fire of Holy Ghost ahead of me to consume every trap, every snare of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I set the fire of the Lord ahead of me. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer as well, that in the name of Jesus, I discontinue every process of shame that is set in motion over my life. In the name of Jesus, I discontinue, I destroy every process of shame that is set in motion over my life in the name of Jesus. Every process of shame and disgrace that has been put together, that is set in motion concerning my life, my ministry, my progress, my destiny, my children, my family, I discontinue you. I disallow you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. You will not manifest in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand by the word of the Lord, that the Lord disappoints the devices of the wicked over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord disappoints the devices of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. Their enterprise is canceled over me. They will not make gain of their device over my life in the name of Jesus. I disallow the manifestation of the devices of the wicked. Verse 8 of that Psalm 140 says, grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord disallowed the devices of the enemy over your life. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the enemy, devices of the wicked is disappointed over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I want you to pray, Lord, do not let their desires manifest over my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do not allow the desires of the wicked to manifest over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the trap that they have set, they begin to fall into it. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to stop here today. Let me pray for you. If the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue in this same portion of the scripture, and we are going to pray. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that the snare of the enemy is broken over your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord deliver your soul. The Lord deliver your spirit. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. The snare is broken. Your soul has escaped. Your destiny has escaped in the name of Jesus. As from today, you begin to go forward in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord over your life that the Lord disappoints every process of shame that is set up by the enemy over your life in the name of Jesus. The devices of the wicked is canceled over you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Prepare yourself for his coming. Walk according to his grace and his mercy. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things he will add unto you. It is well with you. And if you are not sitting on the right side of the kingdom, I plead with you today. Look up unto the Lord Jesus. He loves you. Come unto him. His grace is available unto you. His love is there for you. There is peace and joy. There is satisfaction in the presence of the Lord. it is well with you as you join our ranks. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.